Hi, welcome to a show. Last minute, thrown together, half-assed thing. Moody's here. He's very upset.
I'm so, so mad.
You won't even believe why. We're going to get into it. He's pretty much a girl now. And we'll see why he's all upset. I don't have an agenda for today. This is just to get your money transferred over to us. So I just bought a new iPhone, and it's going to cost me $1,200. So if you could just get a Chandler to throw in $1,200, we'll be out of your way. I'll get out of here soon as we get that money. So thank you for joining. Hit the like button. I would like Tiff to be in charge of likes this afternoon. It's going to be a shorter show. But we'll be upset. Moody got another vaccine booster. Oh, no, I can't put the chats up on the things doing the thing. Get out of the way, you old sack of shit. Okay,
there you go.
Moody got another vaccine booster. You got the time wrong, Patrick. Hey, Johnny Payton, if you look three chats above you, I say, got the time wrong. We're starting now. It's a troll. I gotta just take everything as a troll. The options are you're a troll or you're fucking retarded. So I guess joke's on me. Did Patrick give Moody his Me Too moment? What does that mean? Did I touch you inappropriately?
No, not yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you want? Can I tell everybody why I? Okay, knock that off. Can I tell everybody why I am hesitant to give my number out to people? And by the way, this guy's not a bad guy. I am gonna get 7 minutes of content out of this.
Okay.
So Brian Landon, I apologize in advance because Brian Landon is the guy who made this.
Rock Pockets.
And that's dead on and great. But Brian Landon wanted to come to breakfast. We did go to Black Bear Diner today and have lunch. Alex Ansel wanted to come. Yeah. Mason in Portland unfortunately went home yesterday. But Brian Landon wanted to come, so I emailed him about an hour out. Look, it was short notice, so I get it. You know, you can't really make it to places in Vegas. But I shoot the guy my cell phone number. Look, everybody has my cell phone number. It's not a secret or whatever. You know, I'd appreciate if I haven't given you the number to not use it.
You've leaked it on the show before?
Yeah, I mean, again, I have iMessage, so you can just send a message to Patrick at nobodylikesonions.com, and it's the same as texting me.
Or emailing him.
Right. Like, so everything's
probably
just
better than emailing him.
Everything's just everything now, so, like, I'm not one of these guys like Brennan. Like, Brennan's going to act like he hates Shuley because he gave out the cell phone. Like, he gave out my cell phone number. It's like, then what happened? Nothing? You know, like, what are we upset about? So I give my number to this Brian Landon guy. I'm not kidding you. Look at this. You don't need to see the number. You don't need to see the number, but this is the blue is me.
You see one blue.
The blue is me. So it's wild. And here's a conversation. And, you know, I don't like to dox people, but I am. Just saw the email late to the game. Would love to buy you guys lunch or dinner at some point this week. Happy to give you the place and time. Maybe reserve a reservation at Nobu. Bummer I missed today. Then another text. Appreciate the invite. Thanks, Dog Pound. And I said, Moody's leaving today. Word, then maybe the two of us. Another text. Safe travels, Moody. Another text. Sorry I missed the breakfast. Another text. If you go to Nobu at Caesars, let me know. Another text. We went another night. It was dope. Another text. Last text. I'm happy to write it off, and we should. I would really appreciate talking about your production. If you're available, let me know so what? I can make a reservation. Thanks. Real last text. If you want to join me at Nobu, I'll pay. Again, you've said that three times.
That's worth the text you're getting.
I mean, first of all, I haven't gotten back to you because, like, this isn't pressing. People get really mad when you don't text them back right away. I've got a friend in town. I haven't put up shows on our feeds, on our podcast feeds in a week because of him.
Because of my fault. It's my fault.
No, look, it isn't. But it's been a busy week. I got shit going on. And they're ready to go up. Like, I've been working on, like, producing them all, but I just got to put them up and, like, make the post.
Yeah. It's just there's a lot of crowder for him to watch, and it...
I'm constantly crowding and vaping. Crowdering and vaping. So, anyway, so, you know, that's not even, like, a bad one. That's just, I'm just busting balls with Brian Landon here, and you know, maybe Brian Landon will get together. But, like, when you don't answer people within 3 minutes, they start going, like, and don't worry, I'll pay. And we went there before, and it was good. And if you don't want to go there, we can go somewhere else. And I'm not trying to annoy you. This is the last text. No, this is the real last text. Anywhere you want to go, happy to pay. By the way, big fan. I'd love to talk about product. It's just like, you know, whenever you should be looking at that color balance on a message. And if someone's not, same, you know, Zero Dark Tony, hello. I know I went after you and then said I'm sorry, and here we go again. You know, when you're sending tomes, when you're printing Borders bookstore receipts of text to people and they're replying like, sounds good, okay, ha ha. That's my, I mean, ha ha. When you see me type ha ha to you, it means I hope you and your family get in horrible accidents. If I write ha ha, it means I'd rather be doing anything than typing this. Do I seem like a guy who would type ha ha?
No, you type LOL most of the time.
That's just as bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. That comes from my AOL chat days.
Yeah.
LOL. No one's LOLing over here. I rarely L and I never OLL. Out loud laugh. Maybe that's how I'll start. OLL. Oh. We're making OLL shirts in the store. Holy shit. Anyway, FKB, he banned me and I was subbed. Big in Ohio, I came here and now I'm here. Okay. Greg Edwards, what's up, Thunder Thighs? Is that me or Moody? And Moody, you know, he's buried in his phone.
I'm about to
get
it.
You won't believe it. He's very upset.
No,
you won't believe
why.
I'm
fine. It's solved.
Do you want to tell everybody what you were enraged about?
Yeah, so...
Momentarily?
We're leaving Vegas today.
Ugh.
And the plan is to go to LA and then we'll go to Anaheim. We stay there overnight and then tomorrow we spend at Disneyland. But we checked today and
the words got in.
Yeah, we hadn't bought tickets yet and
we hadn't bought a Disney ticket.
I didn't think you needed a ticket that far in advance, but it turns out you do.
But you do. First of all, you don't. It must be like a crazy time at Disney. I my whole childhood, and again, Disneyland is like a shit version of Disney World.
Okay.
Disneyland, look, I get it. Disneyland is the original. Disneyland was first.
Mm-hmm.
But then Walt Disney went to Florida and bought a bunch of acreage and built what he really wanted to
before he froze himself.
Yeah. I don't know if he froze. I don't know if he pushed the button.
Do you think that's why they made the movie Frozen, so that you search Disney Frozen?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
All right.
I haven't even seen the movie, and I can almost guarantee it had nothing to do with cryogenically freezing Walt Disney.
But you think it's not an SEO word?
Why isn't it, though?
Like,
there would be a great documentary name for Walt Disney documentary.
You don't think it's an SEO work that Disney's Frozen... Like, you can't search. No.
There's only so many words in the English language. Get over it. Everything's not a coincidence. Teamster Tim says, Melton ignores multiple people on a daily basis. He made it clear when I met him. It's that simple. Yeah, you know, Teamster Tim buys every piece of merch we put out, the simp that he is.
And sends you a picture of it.
Sends me a photo of it, and I don't even mind. I go, I think, like, looking good. I retweeted one, and most of them I reply and go, like, thanks for the support, or ha-ha. Now everybody's going to, and by the way, what's even more crazy is the people who will message me and go like, I'm not one of the people, am I, who annoy you? And it's like, well, this moved you up the notch,
honey.
you moved from an S to a C on my tier of fans. No, it's never the ones who are if you're worried about being one of the people who annoy me, you're not. Mm-hmm. Comedy Shaman doesn't have a care in the world when he clicks his heels together and starts typing out paragraphs. He actually, in his head, thinks like, that's for the idiots. I'm helping. You know what I mean? He really thinks that. So like the guys who need calibration are never the ones who are going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So Teamster Tim, you're not one. Tiff, you're not one. Fearless, you're not one. Sketty, you're not one. Mostly the women. It's never you. Women don't bug me about things. Men do.
Men are the buggers.
Fearless says Disney is not fun once you can read and have to pay. Sorry. Yeah, it is for children, especially if you're one of these Disney adults.
All right. Tickets are booked.
But you did, man. How did you get tickets?
All right. So I had to pay a little bit.
Is this
going to
be long or just boring?
Where's the clip? You lost it, didn't you?
No, I got it. Those are old.
All right. So Disneyland was not available, but Disney California Adventure.
I don't care. I'm kidding. We do care. Day.
So what I did is I paid the extra money for a park hopper pass, and then that allowed me to buy the Disneyland tickets.
Yeah.
Done. We're going. If you're going to be in Disneyland tomorrow, hit me up.
So you bought a park hopper pass?
Yes, that we're not going to use.
And how much more was that?
$65 each.
More?
Yes.
But that's less than the cost of one park ticket.
Yes.
So
it was fine. Like, I'm okay.
You just
that.
Paid a pretty please. I'm yeah, dumb and I'm please. Late.
This is like slipping it under the grate.
I sent in a regular chat last night in Melton Spurg. He's a volatile, and yes, I'm one of them, says Kip Smith. That's true. I don't even remember what it was, but I lost my mind. Oh, no. He made the spider Alamar meme.
He took his punishment gracefully, though.
You know what I think, though? I really do think there are people who... You spent enough time with me to know that I could be screaming and my eyes bulging out of my head, and a minute later, I'm just like, so you guys want
to
go eat?
You just need to not let it bother you. You just need to be like, okay.
No, but this is what I'm thinking. Do you think I genuinely... Like, you know me. The minute the show's over, do I carry any of it out?
You do look at me and go like, what if the earth was flat? Like, you start bringing
in a complete joking, and then we drop it and laugh.
Yeah, then we laugh. But
have we ever had that? Aside from right after the show when I tried to get you going again, you don't genuinely think I'm trying to have a discussion with you.
No.
About GP. It's not like when the show ends, I go like, but I've been thinking.
No, you just like poking.
Yeah. Trolling.
Yeah.
Live trolling. Can Moody send a video from Space Mountain? Do they have that in the other Disney?
I think Space Mountain's closed at the moment.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. They didn't let you on. It was some other fat guy.
Why ride's great till they gotta be great? I just show up bouncing like a fat white Lizzo, and I just start screaming at them because they won't let me on. I'm going to start an amusement park that's only geared towards people of size.
Yeah, what are you going to call it?
Like, and by the way, if you date someone small, you can't bring them with you.
Yeah.
You have to be... You know, walking encumbered to get in the park.
It's BMI based?
Yeah, and we only have scooters. Like, no one's walking around. It's all scooters. It's all little, like, mini monorails with bench seats. There's no seats.
Can a thin person wear a fat suit to get in? Like a weighted fat suit?
No, that's like blackface.
Blackface.
You're wearing fat face. You can't wear fat face in my park.
You don't choose to be like this. This develops over
time. And actually, we'll develop a normal theme park next door. So a lot of the lines will be like, there'll be a fence down the middle. So you can like talk to your significant other in line. They're in line for the thin roller coaster.
Yeah.
But first of all, it's going to be like going down to the wreck of the Titanic on that submarine or up in space with Richard Branson. It's going to be an expensive ticket. Think about the carbon fiber reinforcements we're going to have to put on all the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just build regular pedestrian walkways out of, you know, consumer grade concrete.
And if you're going to be building another theme park right next to it for normies.
Yeah.
It's just going to be one long theme park with a chain link fence or something in between.
I don't know. There'll be a way to kind of lady finger it.
Oh yeah.
You know
okay.
I mean? We can build a shape. You're a fucking engineer. It's a curved earth. We can do anything with shape.
But it's going to be tough. All the lines need to be against the fence.
I didn't say every line you'd be able to dry hump your loved ones through the chain link. I said, I said, you'll be able to see them. There'll be restaurants where you can sit at the same table.
Yep. But it's just
with
a
glass partition.
Yeah. Why? Why the partitions?
There'll be a hole where you can like pass fries through to your fat loved ones.
But it's one way. You can only give it to
that's
the fat
actually side. One of the rides at the Thin Park is the fat people encounter.
Yep.
Where you buy snacks just like you would to feed emu or something like that, like at a zoo.
Yeah.
And you hold your palm flat up through a hole, and the fat people on the other side of the park who can't afford food because they spent all their money on this expensive ticket are now going to eat the mozzarella sticks, the nachos, the...
You're just describing America right now.
I wanted to take Moody to a diner today, so I took him to Black Bear Diner because he thought the Peppermill Restaurant Lounge was a diner.
It's a diner adjacent.
It isn't in any stretch of the imagination. I went and read their, you know, their description of themselves. In no way is the Peppermill in Las Vegas a diner. Go now to your Google and look it up, the photos of it. The problem is it has some stainless steel and it has booths.
Mm-hmm.
So in foreigners' mind, like when you talk to people in the UK and you talk to people in Australia or New Zealand or, you know, these third world countries.
Yep.
What happens is they think a diner is literally the diner from like a drive-in diner. Mm-hmm. Almost like Pulp Fiction. Like they picture it's that kind of thing where you're sitting in the booths that are shaped like cars. Mm-hmm. Everything's stainless steel. The bar has swivel round seats.
Yep.
With no back, and the waitress comes up in a poodle skirt, roller skating.
yeah.
And she's like, what can I get y'all, hon? And her name's something like Pam or Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
Velveeta if she's black, Pam if she's white. And, hi, I'm Velveeta. It's a black woman's. It doesn't translate into other countries, but trust me, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
Moody, I have Disneyland tickets for yo and the wife. Only $300. American, not that fake Kiwi cash. For an extra $300, I'll have my niece, Shantae, take you around like Fast Pass. You go to the front of the line, and if a honky says something, she'll beat that ass.
That's really nice. Thank you, Pasta Gross.
She's really just trying to get her $312 back. Everything's $300 to delete the engross. Beloved chatter, I've been to Peppermill. It's not a diner. Corndiff says it looks more like a Jetsons nightclub than a diner.
See, look, I don't know why Americans are so quick to want to generalize and like make stereotypes of other countries. But when I want to do it based on Americana, suddenly I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, I mean, because we're right. But, you know, you guys.
Yeah, you're way right.
Yeah, exactly. So the point is, yeah, the opposite
You'll
of
never
socialist.
Get socialized healthcare.
Yeah. Pat, have you been to Resorts World? Yes, I have, of course. Anyway, look, you're not for people who invented the English language. They're the worst at it. The Commonwealth people.
You think
and
New
England,
Zealand invented the English language?
I'm just saying, like the English people, the Commonwealth countries, they use British English for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? So British English is like the most inferior version of English. It's just wrong. I don't know how you invent something and fuck it up, but they did. I mean, look, America's doing it. You know, we invented something great, and look how it's going. So I think things just have a shelf life. And when America branched, when we, you know, created our own open source branch of English
when you hard forked English.
Yeah. when we told England to go fork itself. And then, by the way, they changed all the vowel sounds, you know, like savages. You agree with this, right? This
yeah, we pronounce
history?
It. We pronounce it savages, and you changed
no,
it.
No, like Bath.
Bath?
Like, people, what, from what I understand of history, which is nothing, and please don't write me emails about this, I don't care if I'm right or not, but this is the version I tell myself to, you know, just reinforce my xenophobia. From what I understand, in Shakespeare's time, they were more likely to speak how Americans speak today with our accents than how English, British people speak today.
I don't know.
When it comes to vowels. And I think I read this on Wikipedia 10 years ago, but I can't back that up.
Okay.
From what I understand is after America kind of splintered off, we didn't just go like, we're going to start saying bath instead of bath. Like, that's how everybody said bath. And then like the Queen's English became bath and the softer vowel sounds.
But RP is the only one type of pronunciation. Not
what?
RP.
What's RP?
Royal pronunciation.
Right.
That's only one type of accent. It's like,
but would anybody in the UK say bath?
I'm sure they
almost
places.
All say bath. Tomato. Nobody would say tomato. Like, do you say tomato sauce or tomato sauce?
Tomato sauce.
Right.
And you say ketchup.
I'm not doing it. The point is, they call a router a router, for fuck's sake. Yeah, I think they just like got insubordinate and were like,
no, we call a router, but if you're talking about like
a root,
yeah, both are the same. Some people say route and it's fine. No one looks at them funny.
The ghost of Mr. P says, did you get my box? No comment. No comment. Big in Ohio. We'll do P.O. Box stuff Friday. Big in Ohio, Disney adults are creepier than sex predators.
Have you met many sex predators?
I mean, most sex predators are Disney adults.
Are they?
I'd be willing to say that. That's a concentric circle on a Venn diagram.
A concentric circle?
No, that doesn't make sense. The point is, I bet that's a circle. That Venn diagram is just a circle. If you're into Disney, like, why else are you into Disney but to trick kids to come over to your house and fuck? The magnets?
What?
What are you into Disney for?
What do you mean,
trick
magnets?
Children? Like the Disney magnets they sell? What are you like the plushes? Is it about the merch?
How are magnets?
They sell magnets in the store. I just picked a merch item.
You go to Disney and buy the magnets.
I don't buy magnets. That's for poor people.
But when you went to Disney,
if you're buying magnets when you travel, you're poor. You're a poor person. Remember when we went to Paris? Every time I go get barbecue sauce out of the fridge, I see that Eiffel Tower magnet and I go, remember when we went to Paris? Honey! Remember when we went to Paris? I was getting the Tabasco and I saw the... Honey! Do you remember when you went to Paris? Then you don't need a magnet.
Yeah.
Do you have magnets?
We have magnets.
You're
to keep
poor.
Things, we have magnets to keep things on the fridge.
That's just what poor people tell themselves. No, I needed to keep none my next vet's appointment.
None of the magnets are like place name magnets. I think we got like a set of like smiley face magnets or something.
You bought generic fridge magnets.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to think about that.
I don't remember buying.
That's like
them.
When people get magnetic poetry them. Or little alphabet.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fun. We'll make little love notes to each other.
We don't have those. We have like a magnetic sheet that we put up that we can write down what we need from the store on, and we can say what we want for like meal plan on it.
I'm kidding. Go to Disney, have fun. You're very excited about Disney.
Yep, and we're gonna go. I bought the park hopper pass, so that should be
park hopper.
Park hopper.
Park hopper. Anyway, British people are dumb, and America rules, and I don't know how we even got into that conversation, but we're the best.
I'm not even British, so yeah, go for it.
Anyway, you guys fuck up the language. That's all I'm saying. Like, it takes forever to get down to what... We were doing this yesterday, like, tomato sauce is what they call ketchup. It's like... But it's not like you already have the word ketchup and that means something else. You just don't use the word ketchup.
People know what... you mean by
you
ketchup.
You know what... Yeah,
you say, pass me the ketchup.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. You're making a different argument.
I was
no
expanding.
No,
all right.
You weren't expanding. You made a whole different point.
This is
don't do it. Don't
You're
do it.
Gaslighting me.
No,
right now.
I'm about
this
to break.
Gaslighting.
Stop it. I'll mute your mic. I just said it's not like you guys have a different thing you call ketchup.
Yep.
And what you said is we would know what ketchup meant if you said it. I didn't say you wouldn't know what ketchup meant if we said it. I said. You don't have another thing that you call ketchup. It's not like the word is reserved.
Yeah.
So then you piped up with, people would know what you meant by ketchup. Again, no one's saying that. So you're captain making a point nobody gives a fuck about.
Are you the only one who's allowed to make points?
Yes, because I'm trying to make... I didn't finish my point. You piped in with an argument.
I was adding to it.
Nope. That didn't add to anything I was saying.
I think it did.
How?
It.
Do you have another thing you call ketchup besides ketchup in your language?
Everyone there would know what you meant. We're done with the point. Everyone would know what you meant.
Did I say, does anyone know what ketchup means in your country? That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, because everyone knows what ketchup means over there. If you ask for ketchup...
I'm not asking, do you know what ketchup means?
I know. I'm just saying, as an aside.
Okay, well, we don't need asides because I'm trying to make a point.
You can just say that.
No, don't do this today. Don't. Because I'm making a point.
Okay.
You don't have anything you call ketchup in your language, in your English.
Why do you do this?
Because I don't know what I want to call it. In British English, you don't have another thing. That's what I'm doing.
You're the first person.
This is what we're going to do.
You're the
When people are weak and they don't have arguments, this is what they do. It's what Steel Toe does. It's what Chad does. I suck at comedy. Melton has an old car. No, I'm just mentioning it as an aside. I'm just bringing it up. Your car is old. Is your car not old? Is your car not old? And it's like, if I say my car's old, does it make your comedy good? Knock it off.
How'd we get to chat?
Stop it and let me go.
All right.
Let me go.
All right.
Jesus Christ. And look what Jared's doing. Jared goes, I'm out of here. This is a fake conversation. People call it a work. People think, this isn't a work. I'm getting worked up. But this isn't a work. I'm making a fucking point. And I haven't even been able to get to step two of the point. Because look how smug this mother. Look how smug he is. Look how smug he is. It's fucking enraging. And then you want to get vice grips and just ruin his life.
Everyone would know what vice grips were in New Zealand as well. We don't have a different word for
There's
that.
A ton of work. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to lose it. All I'm saying is there are a ton of words about that mean nothing in your language.
Yep.
No quotes.
Sure.
Biscuit. Hold on. That's not a good example because that does mean
something.
So back. I'll correct me. I'll do my own corrections here. Me and Misery Clips. Correction. Ketchup doesn't mean another thing. So, but you guys just decide not to use it, knowing full well that tomato sauce does mean something else in English. Tomato sauce can literally mean, I don't know how we use it here in America. Tomato sauce. Literally like marinara. Tomato sauce. Sauce, hear me out, made from tomatoes.
Like ketchup.
Correct. And then the argument that I was met with from these fucking weak-minded idiots, him and his dumb boyfriend. Oh, we just call that pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. As if pesto or, Alfredo are also not pasta sauces. You know, it's getting really convoluted when bolognese, marinara, pesto, Alfredo, carbonara, pomodoro. Mm-hmm. How many do I need? Pasta sauce. Yeah, I'd love some noodles with pasta sauce. Could you whip up some pasta sauce and spaghetti? Knowing that that could come out pink, red, green... white, brown.
Yep.
You don't know what's in pasta sauce.
Well,
pasta sauce is what your uncle goes in the back room and makes.
A pasta or a pizza sauce usually is just what you'd call a tomato sauce. That's the default. And then if you want like an Alfredo.
Meanwhile,
or a pesto,
there's a perfectly good word out in the cold with no place to go.
Ketchup.
What is that word? Ketchup. Ketchup. It's homeless. It has no item assigned to it, and you refuse. It's like the Chinese people when they won't pick up the fork. You've seen. It's like Seinfeld. But you've seen the fork.
They do use
fork. You've seen it. Let go of the sticks. We're whittling down trees into two tiny poles. You know how big those things start? They're like street light posts.
You think?
And they whittle them down to two little sticks.
You think each chopstick is from one tree?
Yeah, like baby carrots. They throw away so much. And then you get two little poles to try to eat with? Please. Please. Metal forks, you can wash them. You ever try to dishwash chopsticks? They'll expand some. They fill up your dishwasher and stop the blades.
We do have this thing where we take a word like soda or pop you'd have here. And we call that fizzy drink in New Zealand.
Yeah, they also call Sprite lemonade.
Yeah, that's a lemonade.
And if you want like American lemonade, you better order cloudy lemonade. Mm-hmm. Well, that's in the UK. Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
So if you want Sprite, just go into any bar in Australia and order lemonade.
Yeah.
And you shall get a Sprite.
Here
now, hold on.
You call a pizza a pie here.
Like, look, you might be going, wow, so if you order Sprite, do you get lemonade? Nope, that's just another word they've refused. They don't get lemon, lime, soda, Sprite. Do you have Sprite?
Yeah, we do. It's a clear.
It's lemonade.
It's not lemonade.
Sprite's different than lemonade?
It's, I think, yeah, if you ask for lemonade, you get Sprite. But no one says lemonade.
If you ask for lemonade, you get Sprite.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know.
I mean, you would.
People just say Sprite.
I know you would.
People just
I'm
say
very
Sprite.
Worldly. It's insane. Anyway, I can't wait till these people are out of my fucking house. Addicted to ubiquity. Magnets are for holding up IRS letters.
From your PPP loans. They're scattered. Everywhere.
You get PPP loans from the IRS. I don't even know how it works.
They're scattered everywhere.
Goes to Mr. P. Wished he sold Savvy that hot dose. That's gross. Pat, you worried about Stabby C without insurance? No. She's in jail till 2026.
Stabby and Savvy?
I hope Spider Alomar hasn't been cheating on that poor woman because she doesn't handle.
Well, Christina's keeping Spider Alomar engaged with the family still.
The only thing she handles well is a knife. She doesn't handle relationships, criticism.
Emotions.
Nurse Jenny says, I guess I'm poor then. I love magnets. Your mom's poor. Why I oughta? My mom owns nothing. I can attest to that. She owns a small plot of land. Low maintenance.
She's big in the underground scene.
Yeah. You wouldn't know her. Moody put sand in his mouth. You will get a pearl.
You mean a coat?
Hold on. Sand. Put sand in my mouth. Moody, put sand in his mouth. You will get a pearl. He's saying I'm a genius who turns shit into valuable morsels of goodness.
You calcify everything you put inside.
Ugh. White's been telling me that for years. Mr. Panhandler, is this a terrorist on the no-fly list?
Get better material.
You don't like the racist stuff.
It just doesn't. Like, why? What else? What else you got? Like it's
because you're...
What?
You know.
Because...
Sleeper cell. Sketty Tooth John Forever. 30 minutes on ketchup out of content. What's Joey C. up to? Thank you. Pulper 80 with a gifted membership. And we do have Pulper 80 on the wall today. Somewhere back here. You can't even see the wall. I think Pulper 80's up. Oh, yeah, he is. Okay. The wall's updated. Thanks to Moody. He reminded me.
Yep. And then he yelled at me.
Doesn't seem like something I would do. Smokey says hit the like button. Who did I put in charge of likes? Tiff. Yeah, and we're dropping the ball. Do I have to get Sketty Tooth on this? Sketty Tooth, can you take over from Tiff?
Don't put her in the limelight.
Fizzy lifting juice and bone in the carbonara sauce. We should make our own remake of Willy Wonka with only the characters from our chat. Like Michael Ray Bauer could be Augustus Gloop.
Yep.
You know, we'll cast him without a vax.
Is it a chocolate river he falls into, or is it like a chili con carne?
Some sort toilet. Of meat dripping. Get the entire sea of meat drippings. Paul Perenue, thank you for gifting the membership. It's very, very nice of you. I finally ordered my iPhone. It became available. You spotted it first.
You're welcome. I solved so many
thank
problems
you.
For him, but he just yelled
you
at me.
You act like I wouldn't have got it. I'm returning it to prove I don't need you to get one.
Okay.
I'm not picking it up.
You're only hurting yourself.
What? Where did this start?
You let other people control you so much.
What are you talking about?
Right. If you get it now, it's because of me. If you don't get it now, it's because you don't want it to be because of me, which makes it because of me. You're welcome.
Well, that's how I feel about the Aaron Imholt divorce.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's falling apart because of me.
Yeah.
But if you don't acknowledge it, it's because you're trying to save face because of me.
Yeah.
So I went either way.
Yeah.
You guys get a divorce, I literally put up a website that called it. You guys don't get a divorce, we know you're not happy. Hello? There's no more transparent relationship. You guys go live twice a day. So we get to see the whole
every interaction
of emotions throughout the day. When you guys get in a fight in the morning, make up midday, come in with a little uneasy tension in the evening, and then it gets worse. Like, we get to see the whole day play out. How do you think bed goes? No wonder no one's squirting. You know what I mean? Like, no wonder he wakes up at 3 a.m. furiously nap-fapping. You know?
Yeah, that's weird.
That she said he wakes her up viciously self-pleasuring.
Yeah. And the way she, like, shakes the plate, it looks like she's...
She's giving an ineffectual hand job. She's
so,
shaking,
like,
a plate.
Tired.
I love it. There's a new clip. Do you want to see what just hit from our buddy Toucan Scrambo?
Let's go.
Toucan Scramble. Hello, you're on The Onion.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Moody. It's Citizen M.
Hi, Citizen M.
Hey, Patrick. Can I be in your remake of Patrick in the Sausage Factory? The sausages taste like sausages. Hee-hee.
So the wall, you scratch the wall and it just smells like spent cum and...
And come on, it's not Patrick in the Sausage Factory. It's Patrick in the Pork Factory.
Well, it's pork sausage. Leave something up to the imagination. You know, like my grandpa always said, you don't want to see how the sausage is made. Why? That's a real thing.
Imagined you biting into, like, raw pork, chewing it, and then spitting it into a machine. Like, you don't use it. You mince it yourself.
Dang lizard. Still fascinated. What is tomato relish about then?
It's just tomato relish.
What is that?
Relish is like you put it on a sandwich.
Okay. If you ask somebody what cheese is and their answer is it goes on burgers, it doesn't really tell you anything, does it?
It's a tomato sauce that goes on.
If I tell you, who's Britney Spears? And I go, like, her father used to control her life. You don't really know who Britney Spears is.
You know a lot
so
about
can
her
we,
though, from that.
Can we zoom out and try again?
A relish is a tomato sauce that goes on a sandwich. That is not ketchup.
But tomato sauce is ketchup.
It's a bit bougie.
So how can it not be ketchup if it's tomato sauce?
I wasn't saying tomato sauce, capital T, capital S. I was saying tomato sauce as in...
Is tomato sauce a brand?
No, I wasn't meaning it as the tomato sauce. I said it
could
is
you use
a
air
tomato
quotes.
Sauce.
So it's tomato sauce.
Yeah.
What separates the ketchup from the relish?
I don't know. I just know that relish
you
has
don't
chunks.
Know?
Relish has chunks
you're
in it.
You're 40 years old.
I don't order. No, you're 40 years old.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years younger than you.
You're coming up on 40.
I'm 34.
It's right around the...
I turned 34 last month.
Okay, so you're less than 10 years older than me because I'm not 44.
Yeah, you're going to turn 44.
A month from today.
Yeah.
A month from today, November 11th. Get your gifts. Get your gifts. I'm setting up a wish list. Buy me a present. Earl's dick will be on the wall 1 month from today. I think it's a Saturday, so probably not. But Friday before, we'll have Earl's dick on the wall. Now, what were you saying about?
I don't know enough about tomato relish, honestly, to tell you exactly what it is. I just know that
it's called salsa.
Yeah, it's similar to salsa.
I mean, what's the difference between tomato relish and salsa?
one is Mexican and one is English.
Mexican.
Yeah.
I've never seen tomato relish. I can't comment. In all my journeys to your shithole countries.
Yeah, tomato's always been humble.
Judy said, you're a Scorpio. I'm not surprised. Shut up! I'm the best. What are the Scorpio things? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a Virgo. I don't know what that means.
The tism is strong with this one. I think that's about me.
I think so.
Do you think you're autistic?
Yeah, I think I'm borderline. I think you are as well.
Yeah, I think everybody's bored. I think it's impossible today to not be borderline autistic. Everybody is like deeper on the spectrum than everybody. On average, people have more autistic traits today, everyone across the board, than a sample of a general pop 20 years ago.
You think people are more free to be themselves? You don't think, need to mask anymore?
No, that's not what it is at all. Everybody wants you to think that all this shit is about individualism and I can finally be what I want to be. But there's never been more mirrors strapped to everybody's fucking body.
Mirrors?
Yeah, we're just parroting and reflecting back. Oh, I like the way that guy's being individual.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to go be...
I think...
There's a lot of it.
I think you've definitely...
Social media.
You've definitely got autistic traits.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't.
Like, when something doesn't fit the pattern or the way that you think things should be... It flips you out.
I mean, have you seen you?
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Did you catch the other night?
What?
You couldn't even participate in thought experiment.
I'm not denying that.
You
I'm
go,
I'm not denying that borderline.
I'd go like, what if nothing changed tomorrow? And you go, circles aren't squares.
Have you seen?
That's what you said.
Have you seen you? I was trying to help, and you're just no, I can't. I've got a system.
You kept yelling, you're trying to say circles are squares. And I was like, no, I'm not.
I was trying to like find some names that I can help you put up on the board. I was looking over them just to see if there are
what
some.
What does this
there.
Have to do with the conversation we're in?
And you started yelling at me about your system that you've got and that you've already done it and there's no need for anyone else to do
it.
You
went over. Okay, so basically what it is like imagine somebody like started going through a Rolodex looking for a phone number that you knew wasn't in there and it's like, and I go, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking for a name to put on the wall. And I was like, all the names that can go on the wall are on the wall. That's why the ones that aren't on the wall need to be new signs need to be printed. That's why they're not on the wall.
There is no reason.
He thinks I'm too lazy to pull a sign that's already printed and put it on the wall.
Exactly.
So then I call him out about it, and this is what I get. He pockets it and brings it up 30 minutes later when he's cornered about something. You know? He doesn't understand relish, so now it's got to be about names.
I think
on the
we've
wall.
Both got.
We asked about the relish.
We've both got.
He couldn't handle it. He admitted he didn't know about relish. He admitted it. He admitted
it. Oh my God.
He
now you
it.
Have to marry your mother in law.
You know, and then he turns all the attention to the wall. And it's like, this is just like Trump. You know, the minute you can't answer a question, you just have to go into the wall.
Yeah.
The wall. The wall. Stevie Lou. Okay. People love that. Okay, Rain Man, shut up and get back on track. See, they hate you.
It's you're Rain Man.
I don't think so.
You're the one who said
Rain Man was a short, chubby, Ewok looking mental patient.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure it's you. Everybody's calling us gay.
Why?
Which I don't know if that's official or not, a diagnosis. Is that our spectrum disorder?
We tried,
gay?
But we couldn't reach.
My penis could reach, his couldn't. I fucked him in the ass and it worked. He tried to fuck me in the ass. His dick wasn't long enough to reach.
It was
wait,
too
that
much,
makes me sound fat.
There's too much butt in the way.
That's actually not true, though. I have no ass. I get this all the time. I have, like, all my fat has been pushed into other parts of my body.
Yeah.
I'm a flatso, but from an ass perspective. Like the girls, the fat girls you see with no tits, we saw one today. I don't on some one? TV show or something. We saw some fat girl with absolutely zero tits. It looked like they, you know, like if tits are full of liquid, it looked like she lifted them up and drained them all into her stomach and then just let the empty balloon bags back down. And it's like, oh, well, somebody tip her over and reset her tits. Like a lighter that has two reservoirs and all the fuel's over in one. It's like, you need to turn that over and get it into the, you don't like to comment on women's bodies?
No, no, not particularly.
It looked like April's mom. Do you think April's mom's a big fat monster?
I wouldn't say monster, but yes.
Okay, so that one you don't have a problem with.
Well, those are objective facts.
When not arguing about flat earth for 2 hours, you guys are great together.
Cute.
I think we're adorable. People are loving it. We have a lot of chemistry. And I think that's what's going to, the sexual tension will build.
But it'll never be solved. Resolved.
I don't know if you can solve.
You can solve anything if you put your mind to it.
This is a recent clip from Toucan Cranba. I don't even think this is recent. But if he was talking to her like this last year, then it's gross. Oh, wait.
See what she did? She's got two black eyes. She's got three broken ribs. And a guarantee, personally, to me, that she won't talk back. I'm just kidding. She changed the set around a little bit. There you go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Why do you always... I got to tell you...
It's when they had the screen split. But yeah, remember, they had the screen split until early this year.
Yep.
So, like, this could be from last year or this year. And they still had the Rollies thing up this year. So it could have been earlier this year. I don't know. Either way, it's in the past year.
Well, it's good because this looks like it says Stilalto.
Stilalto. Stilalto. White. It's Jaleel White's brother.
Morning Ning Show.
But again, he was talking to her like this a year ago.
Yeah.
And then we all saw the recent clip where he like told her that the only reason she was doing this because she married him.
Mm. Tell you something.
Which we all knew, but we didn't know if they knew. But now we know they know. Okay.
You got to change something about your look.
I know.
You gotta change something about your look. Flying Oil Can, thanks for joining the Onion.
Because we start, you're not here, and this looks perfect.
I know. It didn't look
And then
do
you
this.
Sit down, and you literally, I don't know if this is something about your mindset, and something about how you behave as a human. You need to fucking change your outlook on life, and maybe not be so negative. Because you literally suck the light out of your side of this set.
So what I think is going on is she's tan. Do you know what I mean?
I think I know what's going on.
Okay.
So if you look at where the light's coming from on her, it's coming from the side.
Ooh, I like this. I'm like a little guy down here guiding you.
Hey, how's it
going? I go, you can do it.
It's okay.
You got this.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So what's going on?
So what I think is happening here is that you know how there's like lights in a studio? I think the light that's on her is too far to her left.
Oh my God, it's like we're talking to each other. It's so cute. I'm watching the replay.
I think the light that's on her is too far to the left and yeah. Her hair comes out. Like it covers, like it comes down the sides of her face, which then blocks
shadows.
The light going across her.
Also, though,
like,
but just look at
chest.
Her, his arm and her arms. I think she's tan.
She's
we know
tan.
She goes hunting.
She's more tan, but she's also using a foundation from when she wasn't tanned. So her
right, her
face
doesn't match
like,
her the rest yeah. of her skin.
Yeah,
but. He's mad because basically what he's saying is he tries to turn up the exposure to make her skin look like his. But when he does that, his looks like milk.
Because he's white.
Because he doesn't go outside and he's, you know.
But their faces match.
Yeah. Right. So there's not a problem.
Yeah.
That means there's not a problem.
Mm.
And he's mad about it because he looks pale as fuck. He looks like... macaroni when you forgot where you put the cheese packet because you're high So now you have to drink just milk noodles? Never happened. Okay.
No.
I don't know what happened.
Could you at least show them so I don't look like a guy who doesn't know how to properly light a fucking thing?
I mean, all this is going to do, nothing happens when she leaves. By the way, I think it's the same camera source.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't the same camera source, he could adjust hers independently.
Yeah.
But because it's the same camera source and he somehow puts it on the screen twice and then crops them both into separate boxes to make it look like two cameras.
He could have, if he's splitting it, then he could just change her side.
Yeah, it's two cams.
Oh, wait. He has changed her side. Look at the text. The steel to...
No, I think it's just the lighting of the room.
No. Those are the same ELs on both sides. And the one on the left.
Oh, yeah. And
lighter.
The contrast of the boot. Boots way...
So he set her one darker. Or it's more saturated.
His side is overexposed because if you look at the black in this boot and the black... This is like a true deep black.
Yeah.
And this is gray.
Yep. Solved it.
So is his fault.
Yes.
He's saying, you're making it look like I don't know how to light it. Holy shit. We didn't catch this earlier because we were focused more on what they were saying, not what they were doing. So this proves it. And I got to get rid of this browser bar so you can see.
This would be me yelling at you in all caps in the chat trying to get your attention.
Yeah. It's great. Well, I think I would have recognized it eventually because I also would have caught the ELs. This is so he's going, you're making it look like I don't know how to light a scene and I don't know what I'm doing. But in actuality, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He has this exposure cranked up so high. This is supposed to be black. This is supposed to be black. His chair is black. Meanwhile, you see it. Oh, this isn't the chair. This is that back. This is the same thing.
Same thing.
So it's black here. It's gray here. It's black here. It's gray here. So she is ringing through accurately, and his is the one fucked.
It's also not the same source. It's not the same camera source.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it couldn't be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be if he set the
filters on each layer. Yeah.
But this isn't the same because you can see that there's a face in the one on her side at the bottom left. But that square doesn't have...
It's a different angle.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that also means they have two cameras, but they don't use them now.
Yes. That's right. We're finding out a lot.
So this even adds a whole nother layer to it because the yelling was one thing. But now that we know it is his fault and he's too dumb to know... Ooh.
Could you walk off the set right now and watch it explode with brightness?
Oh, okay, that doesn't happen.
And also, if he's saying you've got to walk off and watch it explode with brightness, that means he's doing it through auto exposure. He's doing auto exposure. He's not.
Right.
He hasn't lit the scene and like set it himself.
In fairness, I use auto exposure for this camera, but it's because I change the lighting a lot and it's just I'm lazy.
They don't do that
in a fixed studio. And first of all, if you have a good camera, it won't be crazy noticeable. This one was out of whack for a little bit. Now it's good, I think, but except for the dead, but don't bring it up.
Okay,
the dead,
the the three dead pixels. Well, there's a bit of a delay on it.
Janky. That's creepy. All right. Anyway, it doesn't even happen what he says. He says, "Will you walk out and watch it explode with light?" It doesn't. Nothing happens. Watch, and I guess just watch the boot between the L and the T, because that's where you'll be able to tell. But nothing happens.
Watch this. Look at that.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. And also, if you notice, there's a quick little focus thing that happens.
Yep. Brighter now.
So, hold on.
Yeah, but that means it's... I know what that camera is. That's a C920. That's this. These cameras do that every... Something in the software now or something. Every minute or two, they like...
Do that.
Refocus.
I had one of those for a while.
Did it do that?
Yeah.
So that's wild. So he had her leave and nothing happened. I mean, nothing happened. He goes, watch it explode with brightness. Where? Do you see any explosion of brightness?
Watch this. Look at that.
Nothing changed. Brightness.
I mean,
changed.
Somebody could run a you know, some sort of spectrum analyzer or something on it, but
the focus changed.
It's
so like
the focus like dipped for a minute. But I guess this is supposed to be gray. This is black.
Yeah.
Mike is black. You see his pop filter is gray. Hers is black. The contrast is way up on this. It might even be high.
She looks.
It might be a little high.
But there's a bigger dynamic range on that side than on his side.
Right. And like it's his fault. Flat. His is the one that's off.
Yeah.
Brighter now.
It isn't. This is a major cope. Nothing happened. I mean, you can scrub this. Look at the background. No difference. You can see more. Yeah. And also, it actually gets darker over here because she's standing in the way of the window. This right here actually goes darker, not brighter. Watch it. See?
Oh, yeah. It's darker.
So it's doing the opposite of his point. And it only goes darker because she gets up and stands over there.
Yeah.
So he's so full of shit. And now he's going to like, see? Nothing happened. And then to save face, he goes, see?
I think he thinks it's darker because it's the blacks are actually black on that side. The colors, I mean.
Okay.
Like the boot is actually black compared to this side, which is gray. And then the whites are, I think, the same on both sides. They look very similar. No, the whites on this side are white.
Do the whites get dirty? Are you making them?
Oh, my partner was singing that song the other day.
Who?
My partner.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said my father would say. I was like,
she was.
Jesus.
She was singing it the other day. And I'm like, why are you singing that? She's like, it's a cute laundry song. I'm like, it's not just a laundry song. And then she's like, what do you mean? And
she hasn't heard the bridge.
She never put it together. She said, I thought it was a cute song about doing the laundry. And I'm like, honey, no, it's not.
It's Jesus. Not. Now we know why those slave hymnals were so powerful. People weren't able to decode the.
What?
The old Negro spirituals.
What about
dual meaning? Wait, follow the drinking gourd, wade in the water. There were maps to the Underground Railroad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they would like tell people what they, it was pretty much like Forrest Finn's poem. But way easier to solve because black people.
It's not like you're not like you're trying to
fucking hell. That was a real racist joke that went over everyone's. I called black people dumb and said their puzzles needed to be easier. And that's not true. That's a false stereotype. Unless you're like a Deletherian gross. Shane M says, we're not arguing about flat earth for 2 hours.
They
you guys
already
are-
did this one.
Oh, wait, sorry. I just wanted to make sure people knew.
Cool.
Big in Ohio. Awfully judgy for someone riddled with dead pixels.
Good point.
Again, like way more pixels could be dead and the picture would still be better than anything Steel Toe's doing.
So you're comparing yourself to Steel Toe now. That's where you think the bar is. That's what it's come down to.
No, but that's what we're covering right now. So okay. It's like when people go like, wow, you're calling Donkey Lips fat. It's like, yes. Yes, I am.
It's like.
Like, I mean, what? Donkey Lips is fat. I am also fat.
Anything to do with it. Like, it's like serving someone food and they say, that doesn't taste that nice. And then you go, at least I'm not feeding you shit. Not putting shit from a toilet on your plate.
So you're saying I'm making no sense?
Yes. I'm saying that doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Making. Since Steel Toe can look worse than you, it doesn't mean that you look good. You're using relative measures rather than absolute ones. And like Big on Ohio saying, you should hold yourself to a higher standard.
I'm not yelling. I'm not caught having the president of Canon come in and sit down and saying. You know, you guys don't know what you're doing when it comes to fixing dead pixels on your screen. And then him going like, you have dead pixels on your thing. I'm not pointing any fingers. They're dead pixels. I agree with you. They're dead pixels. We're moving on. He's yelling at his partner to change her essence.
And that's a different thing.
He said, I don't know if it's your hair, your skin, what you wear, your attitude. He's asking you to change her being.
Yes.
I'm not asking anybody to do anything for my dead pixels.
Yeah, which is still comparing yourself to him. I'm just saying you should want better for yourself.
I'm saying saying awfully judgy for someone with dead pixels. Are people with dead pixels not allowed to be judgy?
They're allowed to be judgy. You're allowed to be judgy.
Are they only allowed to be a certain amount of judgy because of the dead pixels? Because how judgy? Because this guy says it's awfully judgy. So that would imply it's too judgy. And he'd like me to wind it back a little bit. And I'm just asking where the chart is for like each dead pixel, how judgy am I allowed to get? And if I find a new dead pixel, how much we have to pull it back?
You need your dead pixel to judge.
I need to know the ratio or whenever figure out. And I need it calculated for both a flat plane and 3D video because I am picking up a camera that can shoot.
So make sure you
stereographic video.
Get your 3D TV.
Moody, you got some nice white teeth there, motherfucker. Why don't you come on over and eat my box?
You got white teeth. Come over and eat my box, Delethian Gross.
Moody, you got some nice white teeth there, motherfucker. Why don't you come on over and eat my box?
What does eating your box have to do with teeth? Like, wouldn't you want less teeth? Why do you want
teeth? No, it's like blowjobs. You always want more teeth.
Yeah, you want... You got some nice teeth. Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
Anyway, look, you're right. I have dead pixels. I'm going to let Moody judge it then. I'll shut up.
It's brighter when she leaves.
And it isn't. It actually gets darker.
And then she sits down and sucks the life out of the thing.
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
So, like, again, this is him in a mood. Just like, he tries to bring her down when he's pissy and, you know, having some sort of self-esteem or confidence issues. He has to knock her down.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't, you know.
Also, the whole thing's not centered. Like, his pictures isn't centered.
What do you mean?
Like, one is... It's off. Like,
what's off?
The two camera shots of them. There's the space between them is not centered. It's not in the center.
No.
Like hers comes over further to the left. And
should they lose their children?
Yeah.
Remember when you were like, "Don't go after him for that. That's nothing. Pick real things."
That was for Bauer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's not. You know.
I'm just saying it's not centered.
His politics aren't centered either.
What to do?
It's fucking remarkable, and I gotta say, as someone who looks at it all day, it pisses me off.
Do the configuration.
Look at how dark it's getting!
Do the configuration and up the brightness.
I can't, because for everyone else, it's fine.
Even if that was the case...
You change it show by show.
You don't think they do lighting tests every day on sets for TV shows and scenes and stuff? And you don't think if they're having like...
Sorry, we don't hire any black actors because all the other ones are white and we can't change the camera settings.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, I mean, of course you can dial it in.
It's one of the easiest things to do. And
you could program a button to just do it too. Like,
and if it's changing every time someone leaves, as he says it does, then stop using the auto. Like, just sit it.
Sit it and forget it.
Don't forget it. Sit it and then
remember the sitting so you can go back in into just the sitting. Sit it again.
Don't forget it.
So it's just on this TV right now? It's not everybody?
So she doesn't even understand what he's upset about. So the idea whenever he's like, she could actually do this on her own, it's like, she can't. She can't. She has no clue what's going on. She's just a simple GM of a company, of a basement.
No. I'm saying for every other second, Mike, every other person that's on this show, it's fine. They don't suck the light out of the room.
Fire me.
I would.
I might have to.
Just do it.
Also, this is. Do you think what would happen if she spoke to him the same way that he's speaking to her right now?
I would like. I mean, it's gonna happen eventually. One day she's gonna snap and she's gonna have to stand up for herself, right? Like,
because yeah, it's always one way. And she's got way...
No, the one time when, like, the whole he can't make me come argument came out, she kept going, like, you're being a little bitch. Like, you tell me to not...
She's got thicker skin than he does.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is I don't think it started that way. I think, again, this bringing this woman on the show with you is such a mistake and has made him such a self-conscious bitch. I think if he was alone and he had a male co-host, maybe he'd be more confident. April is 28.
Unacceptable. The way you light things when you sit down needs to change. I don't know if it's a superpower you have. I don't know if it's genetic.
She's just fixing her hair this whole time, by the way. Ignoring him, going, fire me. Fire me.
Yeah.
So she doesn't take this job seriously even. And this might have been back when they were hitting goals every day. So she's just like, whatever, we make money. My man makes money. I'll quit. I don't give a fuck. Now it's kind of like all hands on deck. It's a little more serious.
But it's literally turning into nighttime.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to
Right. What do you want her to do? You're in charge of everything. What is she supposed to do?
Tell you, I don't have any jokes about it. I worked really hard yesterday, and it didn't do that.
No. Don't act like you did something wrong, and it's done that before when the set was back. There's something about your skin, your hair, your clothes, whatever, that just sucks the light. You know what? I think Grinch Girl might be right. You wear light clothes.
So he's watching the chat. And now the chat's piling on her. We were talking about this earlier, actually.
Yep.
That he loves, as long as they're not dogging on him, he'll help read things that the chat is saying that put her down to help.
To the point of her getting quite annoyed. Like, she's annoyed, she can't take any more, and then he keeps needling
and
her.
And he doesn't let her read the chat like some controlling dork.
Yeah. Who'd do that to their guests? Oh,
smart man. Again, she'd be on her phone reading the chat all day. Like, she would. You know she would.
You suck the light off of the set.
I wore a black shirt yesterday and there was no problems.
Duh, that's kind of the point they're making.
That's what I'm agreeing with you. Jesus.
You need.
See, it gets real in these little moments sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. You might need to change clothes for my mental health.
She immediately gets up and leaves to go do that.
And she looks fed up.
I'm not kidding. I can't.
It's unreal. She doesn't even finish letting him talk.
Yeah.
She hops up and leaves a minute.
I'm not kidding. You might need to change clothes for my mental health. I'm not kidding. I can't sit and look at the set like that. It will drive me fucking insane. I will feel bad about.
Meanwhile, his is blown out. His side is blown out.
They should have switched seats just to see.
Right.
About the show. I'm sending her up to wardrobe to put a new shirt on.
The best part is, you know, as far as cockpits go, he's sitting on the co-pilot side, which is kind of funny. He's not on the captain's side.
Right.
She's in the captain's seat, technically. Like if it was a cockpit.
But it's not.
But he would never relinquish that seat. He thinks that's the number one seat.
It's just a number one seat.
It's just a number one seat. Okay. Flying Oil Can, thanks for becoming a new member. I can't believe she just gets up and leaves. Ape needs to change the essence between her legs.
What?
Because he was trying to make her change her essence. I said, why is that flipping out?
You guys want to see what April did last night?
Nope. Mr. Panhandler, and I thought Patrick's smartest guy in the room was annoying. This day worker from Home Depot is just obnoxious.
I can't disagree with that.
You don't even know what a Home Depot is.
It's where you go get tools.
Do you have Bunnings?
Yeah.
In New Zealand?
Yeah.
All right. It's where you go find out they don't carry what they carry at Home Depot. Pulper 80, super chat.
Thanks.
What is this guy's story? God, Supra Stickito, unicorns and smiley faces. Corn Diff, 10 gifted memberships. We got Fake Nobody Likes Onions. We got anybody good? No. Thank you, Corn Diff. You're already on the wall, but you're one of the special ones. Mooney, we got to wrap it up. We got to get you out of here. Any thoughts? Again, this is a short show we're doing today just to kind of say goodbye to Mooney. It's your last chance to get your AI yelling in at him. He is the creator of it.
Yeah,
don't forget he does have a voice on there. And also, if you want to ask him any questions about...
Yeah, I can't read the chat.
They fixed this now so we can put up gifted membership. We've never been able to do this. They just fixed this.
Nice.
Wow. So now I won't miss that. Thanks, Corn Diff. Holy shit. Everybody's saying it was a blast. You got Shuli this morning. Hold on, what? I got Shuli? I didn't do anything to Shuli. Anyway, thoughts, Moody? Final...
It's been fun. I like coming here.
You and your lady are fantastic. You've been great guests. Mm-hmm. I've tried to steer you in the right direction of food. It's the one thing I'm good at.
It would be great to see Kathleen a bit more, but she was just out with Rick the whole time.
Okay, well, you don't need to get into my personal business. My home is crumbling.
I wanted to meet her, but I guess
she met. You did meet her. She came over to yell about pork that Friday night.
And then she was out.
She came over to pick up change of clothes here and there because her other ones were dripping wet.
She dripped all over the house while doing that. I had to like step around it to go up the steps. Your cleaner doesn't come here till Saturday, so
yeah,
it's just.
And even the lady I pay to clean the house, like in between drips, makes fun of me. She's like, "These not your cum," when she does the laundry. She'll hold up Kathleen's underwear and she'll be like, "This not your cum."
How could she tell?
Because she washes my sheets.
Right.
And there's cum everywhere. In them sheets. John Doe says, "Come back, Moody." Yeah, I hope. Last time I saw you was, I was in Auckland.
Yeah, 2018. You stayed at my house.
And I stayed at your house. And I'm happy to reciprocate. Daytois says, "Tell Moody I hope his partner had a lovely trip." She did. She did.
Why is she so worried about what my partner's having? Tell Daytois just to lay off.
What's your partner having?
Daytois just getting too involved in people's lives.
Why?
Honestly, a bit creepy.
Are you being serious?
She's just a bit creepy.
I can't tell if you're being real or not.
Just Daytois.
Do you know them?
She's constantly.
Is it a woman?
Daytois constantly sexually harassing people. And I feel like this is another step towards like... she's just mentioning my partner so that she can get in on there. I don't need that. I don't need that from Daytois.
Jesus.
Lay off.
Hello, you're on with Moody.
Hey, how you doing, Moody? I just wanted to say, hey, great job. I hope you had a great time in Vegas. Patrick, thank you so much for the content with Moody. You guys are great, man. That's all I wanted to say.
Who is this?
This is Taxes Steph. I don't really contribute much because I'm a poor. But I do try to comment and call in every now and then.
If you contribute enough. Yeah, you're beautiful. That's just the way you are.
If you like things. Next time, maybe volunteer to be in charge of the likes. That's a great
way
to contribute.
Yeah, because Tiff is blowing it.
Yeah.
I can't do that because I have a full-time job, so I can't just sit here and watch a thing. Typically, I catch stuff afterward, you know. I watch live when I can.
Quit your job and then so you have time.
Learn to code.
I know, like an Unfortunately, I have a job, and I can't just hand my money away to some people that are begging.
Unfortunately, he's got a full-time job.
Hey, you guys have a great night, Moody. Have a safe trade home, man.
Look, calling Aaron Moody was one of the worst things you've done to me because the B and the D look so similar to each
other. It's so tough, dude. It's really hard. It's really hard.
It's tough. My Moody and the blimp. That's the show.
Well, I hope you have a great safe trip home, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great world. Moody, I appreciate Taika Waititi. Please don't change the Joey Cakes voice.
Joey Cokes?
You got to change it. Joey Coke, sorry.
Right. Yeah, we'll refine it. Tukey wanted me to change his one, but I think I like it a bit evil.
I mean, you can always create a new one and not.
Yeah.
Not keep
it. I like Dark Tukey, where he's just a little bit.
Tukey Waititi. That's what we need. We need a Tukey Waititi. Hello.
Hey, this is Citizen M.
Oh, you've already called today.
Oh, shit. I didn't listen earlier. Well, I just want to say, Luby, you're a great inspiration to me. I love you. Bye.
How did I inspire you?
I love that he's like, oh, I wasn't listening earlier. I didn't know I called in. Yeah, that makes sense.
I love that meme.
George, did Moody get to go swimming?
No.
No, I don't think they were interested. Did you swim at the Bellagio?
No.
Probably the pool closed. Yeah. October. We drove by a water park and Moody was like, why isn't it open? It's so hot.
It is so hot. It's so hot right now.
Moody thinks Vegas is hot right now.
Oh, no.
It is.
It isn't.
It is.
This is the best time of the year here. You're welcome.
It's so hot.
Do you really believe that?
It almost was 100 degrees the other day.
We wait for that all year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
95 is delicious out.
It's
so fucking nice.
Ridiculous.
These people are fucking trash. Because you don't know temperature. I don't think he understands temperature. I don't think he understands time. I don't think he understands
space,
earth, civilization.
And then you have me building the systems. That's going to go over well.
Yeah, I mean, so far that's worked out, but it's no progress for quite a while now. It's been like your head's been elsewhere.
Like I haven't been at a computer. It's so close. I'm just still waiting for the Google API stuff to happen.
No, it's not. Things. The payment stuff isn't done. I haven't seen anything on the back end for the. We
haven't
even get into what's done.
No.
How can I use it if it doesn't work?
Go check it. Go log in.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
I think you can be lovers without being friends.
All right. Well, Moody's got to get out of here. He's got a flight. I'm going to go to the iPhone store. Guess which one. Pick which one. I'm not telling anyone. But if you come up to me inside the Apple store and pull on my sleeve and say, the phrase that pays. That's the phrase that pays. I'll hand you cool, crisp cash right on the spot. How much?
But not going to say. Cool and crisp. Is it like actually cool or is it Vegas cool? Like it's like 60, 69 degree cash.
69 is cool.
Oh, sorry, no. 99 degree cash, not 69.
I can't do this
69
anymore.
Is good. It's a good temperature.
Las Vegas Apple Store. Yes, I'm going to the Las Vegas. Yep. Look up the Las Vegas Apple Store and meet me there.
We got my partner's one from the one at Caesar's Palace. And that was interesting. The forum shops where they've made like a world inside. That was really cool. Where they have the fake sky. We really like that.
You know, like 5 casinos do that on the strip.
Okay. But
the Venetian, fake sky. The Paris, fake sky.
We didn't go there.
New York, fake sky.
We didn't go there.
The Forum Shops at Caesars, fake sky. Yeah. I thought it was interesting how they painted a fake sky on the ceiling to make it look like outside was inside.
They
you know who did that? Michelangelo did that. Michelangelo did that.
They didn't paint a fake sky.
I thought it was cool at the Sistine Chapel Apple Store. At the Sistine Apple Store.
It wasn't painted.
Sistine Apple. It wasn't painted?
No.
What do you mean?
It's like a fabric.
Moody, I'll take your fine ass to my water park. You can ride my sugar walls. Send your ass back to New Zealand with my ass juice all up in that beard.
I'm sorry. That
I did not like that one.
These guys are skipping the queue, too. I'm not even controlling these.
That one's
gross. Moody, I'll take your fine ass to my water park. You can ride my sugar walls. Send your ass back to New Zealand with my ass juice all up in that beard.
It's gross.
Your beard could hold a lot of ass juice.
Probably, but that's rotten, man. I hate it.
Liters and liters of it. Greg Lambert, make a Richie McCaw AI voice, please. I don't know who that is.
Why do you need that? He's so like...
Who's that?
He was the captain of the All Blacks for a while. Now he's like working on a farm.
I used to be on the All Blacks. That's when they changed the name. Get it? Because I'm white. Okay. Nobody gets these. People in America don't know the All Blacks. Moody has a juicy box. Tubby.
What does that mean?
I don't know. All right. Thank you, everybody. These guys are going to be heading to the airport in like an hour, so I want to let them enjoy some time and get all packed up. You've been great. Hit the like button. Thursday morning show, I guess, tomorrow. I don't feel like it.
In like, what, 12 hours from now?
Yeah, I don't know if you deserve it or not. 12 hours from now, yeah. Fuck. So who knows? There may be a show on tomorrow. There may not. It depends on how much love I feel overnight. Because if it gets back to like everybody yelling at me about the flat earth and stuff, I can't be a part of that.
Moody, I'll take your fine ass to my water park. You can ride my sugar walls. Send your ass back to New Zealand with my ass juice all up in that beard.
See how he's scrimping right now? We don't have time for this, and I should have told you earlier. He is a very pure boy. So if you start sending in disgusting, gross, you know, pedophilic...
I think anyone would... No, not that last
ass
one.
Juices. Like, the more gross you make it, the more you'll see him start freaking out. Like, he actually does get squeamish and gross.
Send me the other ones, not the pedophilic ass juices.
Pedophile stuff. He loves it. Moody looks like a member of Hamas. See, you can write Hamas. Kevin Brennan's dumb. You can't even write Hamas. They're trying to control everything. You can't even write Hamas.
Yeah, I'm Middle Eastern. Like,
the Jews are in charge of everything.
Middle Eastern. I'm going to look like Middle Eastern. I'd probably look more like Jesus.
Hamas isn't a race.
But you could be a member of...
You don't think they have any ginger members of Hamas? You don't think there's a redhead freckled guy running around?
But I think Jesus looked more like me than he looked like you.
Yeah, of course. That's not a hot take. Hey, everybody. Jesus looked more like Moody than he looked like me. This is one of the best takes we've had today on the program. Did you know? This is something gross idiots bring up to sound like the smartest guy in the room. Actually... You know, if Jesus originated from Africa or the Middle East, he would have looked a lot darker than the current. We know.
Cool.
We know.
All right.
We know Jesus was a sand. You thought I was going to say it. You thought I might say it. Be honest. For a split second, you thought I might say it.
No, I didn't think you'd say it.
Sand! Okay, that time you thought
Moody tore my dusty pussy up. That little terrorist terrorized my wrinkled box all night long. Can't wait until next time, my little Moody Woody. Kisses.
See, that's not going to make you cringe.
What was that whimper at the end?
She went, whimpered?
After she
Moody
said
tore
she
my dusty pussy up. That dusty little terrorist pussy. Terrorized my wrinkled box all night long.
Turn it up at the end.
Can't wait until next time, my little Moody Woody. Kisses.
Yeah, but sometimes it'll be all E's, and yeah. then, and it'll like put in R's and O's, and it's like, what
sometimes
the fuck?
Sometimes it hallucinates.
And then I love the way she says, dusty pussy.
Yeah,
he tore my dusty pussy up.
That's like much lower class than...
Moody tore my dusty pussy up.
Yeah.
That little dusty? Terrorist terrorized my wrinkled box all night long.
It sounds like...
can't wait until next time, my little Moody Woody.
I hit it again. Shit.
Kisses. Moody tore my dusty pussy up. That little terrorist terrorized my wrinkled box all night long. Can't wait until next time, my little Moody Woody. Kisses.
Moody. Yeah.
That was the queen. Yeah.
Can we get a Spider Alomar?
Yeah.
AI voice?
I could do that.
You're saying we're getting too many. What if we just end up with a library of hundreds? Do you think that'll paralyze people with choice?
Yes, and I think I'm about to hit the tier limit, so I'll need to pay more for the subscription.
Pay more. It's never enough money.
Bye, Moody.
I would like to suck your...
Hamas. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys very much. I'll see you tomorrow if I do a show. And if I don't, you'll live. You have no control over any of this.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed is stupid.
Hold on, not so clear. I just got... You don't need to come back, but I just got this.
I want to take that slut bitch day TWA by the cunt and shove a red hot tire iron right inside. I want to cook up all those eggs, and when they are fried to perfection, I'll muff dive into that old hag's gaping thunder cunt.
Moody, if you want, I'll let you take my slut daughter in the ass anytime. She has a very tight hole. It makes me come in 2 minutes. If that doesn't do the job, Christina's pink pussy will make you come buckets.
I don't know if you heard it all.
I did.
I want to take that slut bitch day TWA by the cunt and shove a red hot tire iron right inside. I want to cook up all those eggs, and when they are fried to perfection, I'll muff dive into that old hag's gaping thunder cunt.
Moody, if you want, I'll let you take my slut daughter in the ass anytime. She has a very tight hole. It makes me come in 2 minutes.
I regret making
this. If that doesn't do the job, Christina's pink pussy will make you come buckets.
It's not what... This is what... was supposed to happen with this technology. We've made a mistake.
Say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking that mellow point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold.